Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. We used to call that makeout music. That's the Platters from the Wayback Machine. By the way, in the previous segment, I identified that singer who sounds like Elvis as Lee Stafford. And, of course, I know it's Terry Stafford. I was just seeing if you were paying attention. And somebody actually pointed out that to me that actually it was a member of my outstanding research team pointed out that it's Terry Stafford was singing that song and sounding like Elvis. But I guess I had Lee on my mind because we're talking with Lee Branham. Lee is the principal at Keeping the People. That's the name of his company. His book is called Reengage, his new book that he wrote with Mark Hirschfeld. Lee, tell us how we can find you guys online. Tell us how we can find your books.
Well, you can go to my website, which is reengagebook.com. That's reengagebook.com. Or you can go to keepingthepeople.com to take the decision to leave survey.
Oh, that survey's still up then. Good. This is a survey that you're making available to people to go. Is this if they're thinking about leaving and they haven't left yet, they leave?
Well, most people have left a job at some point in their career.
Okay.
And so I'm asking people to think about
just remember
they
back
when they left that job.
Yeah. Remember back, and the questions will probably prompt their memory a little bit, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so check it out. Now, you've got some more to tell us about that.
Well, there's a question at the end, and it's really what motivated your decision to leave? And I give people three choices. Was it some dissatisfaction with something inside the organization? Or was it an outside opportunity, or was it a combination of the two?
Hey, Lee, I want to stop you for a second because I want to point out to people, folks, you've heard of postmortems where they see why people died after they died. You know, you can do a postmortem on why people leave if you want. That's what Lee's talking to us about. But you need to be thinking about this as a premortem. You want to turn this into premortems, right? Or antemortem. Maybe I should say antemortem. What do you think?
Well, that's the subtitle of my book, The Seven Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, is how to read the subtle signs and act before it's too late.
So antemortem, yep. Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna prevent this from happening. Go ahead, Lee.
Exactly. But 53% left because they were dissatisfied with something going on in the organization. 37%.
Some kind of conflict, some kind of the values of the owners or something like that, maybe?
Well, it was a whole range of things that I talk about in the book, but it's senior leaders who they don't trust. It has to do with a manager who doesn't give them any time or attention or coach them, lack of career opportunity, lack of recognition.
A lot of times there's one employee that is the toxic waste dump of the company that take everybody down and nobody understands why, but the bosses won't get rid of them. And if they would get rid of them, that one person maybe, the whole company would change.
Well, that's exactly right. One of the things that keeps high performers dissatisfied is the fact that low performers, nothing is done about them.
Right.
But
Or the toxic people. There's always those guys. Go ahead.
Right. Here's the kicker. Only 10% of the people who left purely for the reasons of an outside opportunity pulling them away. There was at least some combination of some dissatisfaction in the current organization.
So 90% of the people who leave left because of some negative influence within the company. Only 10% left because there was a real attractive, compelling opportunity.
Right. But the problem is people don't tell you about that when you do an exit interview.
That is shocking, Lee, isn't it?
Yeah. They will tell me. I'm a third party. You know, they will trust me to keep the information confidential. But they don't want to burn a bridge when they leave.
Yeah.
So they don't necessarily want to tell the real reason.
That is, folks, if that doesn't shock you out of your socks enough to get up on your hind legs and go out and start communicating and connecting with your employees, especially your key employees. You should do it with all of them, presuming that you've got all the employees you want to keep. But especially your key employees that would be the most likely to be lured away.
Yeah. And the other shocker is only 10.5% left because of pay.
Yeah, that's not a shocker to me because you and I've seen these polls. I've seen them for decades. I've never seen one where pay was even the third reason why people leave.
But when managers are polled about why they think people leave, you still have over half of all managers who say that pay is the number one reason.
Why haven't we dispelled that myth enough by now?
I think because a lot of managers want to believe it, and you know that it's not something they
It takes the pressure off them, you know, because we're all so perfect, aren't we, Lee? Hey, Lee, give us that website one more time, please.
Keepingthepeople.com.
Thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Lee Branham, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. I told you we'd get smarter when Lee joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.